Niger is asking for help to control more than 6 million square meters of desert along its border with Libya. Justice Minister Mauro Amadou says it's an explosive situation as members of the ousted Gaddafi government flee fighters backing Libya's interim ruling council.
C'est connu, on a besoin de moyens aériens.
Amadou says Niger needs aerial surveillance, good intelligence and information. All of that costs a lot of money for a poor and indebted country such as Niger, which perennially suffers from food crises. Mr. Gaddafi's former security chief and one of his sons, along with at least two former generals, have all crossed the border into Niger on what the government calls humanitarian grounds. Mr. Gaddafi's son Sadi is now under a kind of house arrest in the capital Niamey. Justice Minister Amadou says the expense of increased patrols along the northern border is holding back the development agenda of Niger's new civilian government. At the same time, the flow of arms across the Sahel could further destabilize a region where Al-Qaeda-affiliated terrorists are already active.
Avant la Libye, la situation était déjà très compliquée pour nous.
Amadou says even before the fighting in Libya, the border situation was difficult for Niger. It's well known that Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb is operating across the Sahel from Mauritania to Algeria, Niger, and Mali. Amadou says security is further complicated by drug trafficking, banditry, and kidnapping in an area that the government of Niger cannot control. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Abuja.